And I'd like to welcome now Rob DeWalt. He is with the Pasatiempo Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexican. He's with us every Friday speaking of the arts. Welcome.
Good morning. Hey, I have to show you guys this picture.
You can't show pictures on the radio.
Are you kidding?
I know, but you'll melt and they'll get it. This is the new member of the family.
It's a dog. They have a new dog. It's a boxer. It has a big black face and a big white chest.
He's on loan. We're not sure if he's ours to keep.
He looks like he's got a heart made of pure chocolate syrup.
Pretty much. Yeah. He's it's interesting. He sleeps in a kennel in our room, and the other two dogs sleep on beds. We have no room in our room.
There's a hierarchy going on.
Yeah. Well, the dogs own the house. That's
when
pretty much
when you're in the kennel, it may be time to reevaluate. At least have him get a job at that point.
No, I know. You know, I mean, he's good at barking, so.
If they own the house, what happens when the furnace blows? Do they fix it?
They contract us out to deal with that.
That's
right.
Brilliant.
We work pretty cheap.
That's good. And I suppose they expect you to provide your own tools.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But, you know, the rewards are great, so. We give them a pass.
Life's tough when you don't have thumbs.
Yeah.
So listen, what's happening this weekend?
Too much is happening this weekend.
Too much to say.
There's a dearth of art openings. Although I'm sure there are many. We've only heard of a few. I'll just rattle off a couple. The Mobile Gallery, Axel Contemporary, is opening Blue Air, a light-based installation by John Davis. And it's a step van, and it's going to be in the Rail Yard Plaza through February 10th. There's a reception there from 5 to 7 tonight. So if you can track the truck down, it's easy to spot.
It looks like
a big toaster.
That's great.
A big, big toaster on wheels that's big enough to hold art.
Yeah.
And there's nothing I love more than big toast.
I know. It's my favorite. Getting the butter on is a pain, but... speaking of toast, Eggman and Walrus.
You need a giant butter sprayer.
Don't get me started on that.
Okay, I won't.
I can't believe it's not butter. Eggman and Walrus Art Emporium is having a show called, this is great, You're Ruining My Ambiance, Ode to a Santa Fe Art Dealer.
Wow.
Have you heard about this? This gallery? There was a big hullabaloo in the paper a little while back. The owner of the gallery had hired an artist to paint a mural downtown on these two doors that hold trash receptacles, and didn't get permission from anybody to do it, apparently. And there were nearby gallery owners, names are not going to be said, that decided that it was sort of encroaching on their ambiance and taking away from the sort of Santa Fe style. So this is his response. It's a three-person show, and it's called You're Ruining My Ambiance, Ode to a Santa Fe Art Dealer. So he's reaching out across the aisle, as it were.
And I love that's happening here. I love these sort of moments that are particular to one spectacular town and one moment in time that captures it with absolute grace and aplomb.
Exactly. And I'm sure that they happen in San Francisco a lot. But we don't hear from about it as much here. But there's a story in today's PASA on page 34. There's a reception for the show tonight at 5:30, and that show is up until February 5th. Also, Eli Levin Studio on Canyon Road, How's It Hangin' is the name of the show. That's open to interpretation. Paintings by Scott Shuker, reception 4 to 7 p.m. tonight, and that's up through January 27th.
Excellent.
And finally, there's a great show opening at the Museum of Contemporary Native Arts called Soul Sister, reimagining, now if I pronounce this wrong, please forgive me, Kateri Tekakwitha.
Kateri.
Well, it's Kateri, well, you're supposed to say Kateri. All right. It rhymes with battery, but I've heard it so many different ways talking to so many different people.
Well, I interviewed the lady who wrote a book on it, and she called it Kateri.
What, the Lily of the Thorns?
The children's book.
Oh, the children's book.
The key is to mumble it quickly and confidently
right.
So that people think you got it right.
What I was...
You've got a lot of
what I was
going to
do
that.
Is...
I do.
My whole plan was to come in here today and just point at the listing and make Mary Charlotte say it wrong.
That's
so that I didn't have to own up to it. So
I
apologize
that
for...
That's awfully nice of you.
For totally mangling this poor woman's name. But there's a great show...
Yeah, but luckily she was a Native American saint. So she doesn't care
Not
that
a saint.
Much.
Not yet.
Oh, that's right. But a saintly person who is being considered for canonization.
They're awaiting one verified miracle to make her a saint. And it's interesting that the story comes out today, written by me, by the way. But I just heard on the news this morning that Pope John Paul II is one step away from sainthood as well.
Wow.
They just announced that this morning, I think.
Maybe her miracle will be forgiving you for mispronouncing her name.
Well, he's the one that basically blessed her postmortem, I don't know, in 1980. It's an interesting show. There's four or five other shows going up at the Museum of Contemporary Native Arts. There are receptions for all of them tonight from 5:30 to 7 p.m. And there's a story on page 28 in Pasatiempo. And I spoke
excellent.
To America Meredith for the story, and I also spoke to an artist from a place up in Ontario where this woman lived for a while before her death. She died young. She died when she was 24 years old.
Oh, wow.
Back in the 1600s. So I don't know. But that's all of the openings that I know about, except for La Tienda at El Dorado on Saturday is having a group show of plein air paintings. The reception from 4 to 7 on Saturday, and that's up to February 12th.
I've only been gone for a couple of months, and Santa Fe has gotten even cooler than it was before I left.
Yeah.
That's hard to imagine.
Well, know, it gets shocking. Cooler when you
because
come back.
Because it lost its coolness true. When you left.
That's absolutely not true. That may have had something to do with how it got cooler. Is a significant percentage of its dorkiness was exported
no,
to the West Coast.
Nerds unite. That's all I'm saying. We got to stick
nerds
together.
Nerds are good.
We got to stick together.
Spoken by three nerds sitting at a table in the
that's
Santa Fe
right.
Baking
absolutely.
Company. Now, Monday is Martin Luther King Day, ladies and gentlemen, and I will be interviewing the author of a book called Nobody Turn Me Around, A People's History of the 1963 March on Washington. And that was a very interesting book. And, of course, we're going to hear a few Martin Luther King speeches probably here and there during the week as well. And then there is some stuff going on at the Roundhouse. The Santa Fe branch of the NAACP will conduct its annual birthday observance of the King Day holiday from 12 noon until 1, and the New Mexico State Capitol Rotunda. It will begin with a traditional African call to drums with Agalu and Akim Ayanihi and all sorts of other good things. The keynote will be Ms. Kimberly Ross Toledo, who is a nationally recognized leader in intercultural diversity. So for more information, you can just try call the NAACP. Let's see, the number here, whoops, is... You know, it would be good if I could read.
It's
the number here is 471-6798.
What else is going on? Well, the legislature is about to start, so there's all kinds of stuff happening in and around the Roundhouse, including armed robberies, but that's another story.
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
What
did
happened?
You see the paper yesterday?
Two ladies were eating at a local restaurant, to remain nameless, and they were walking back to one of the women's cars, and a guy asked, what time is it? And then they told him what time it was. They didn't tell him the real time. But then they got into their car and he pulled a gun on them, put a gun to their head, put them in the car, and took their keys, locked them in the car, and took off.
I can't remember exactly what the Journal North headline was, and I'm sorry to mention the other paper, but it that's what caught my eye. It said something like, give me your money or I'll shoot you.
Yeah,
and until I read the rest of the story, I thought, boy, journalism has really taken a turn for the worse.
No, it was interesting because it was like on the very top above the fold was the Obama, like the quote from an Obama speech saying, we can do better than this, there's hope. And then it was right below it was. Anyway, that stuff happens
newspapers in
all
car?
The time. I don't necessarily think that they were locked in the car, but he told them to get in the car and lock all the doors or something like that. And they had to just... I would have sat around, and if he told me to sit around and wait, I would have sat around and waited.
Without a doubt. Maybe he was upset that they told him the wrong time. Maybe the answer here is to
that's
wear
true.
A watch and have it tuned
what time?
He's a criminal. I don't think he can tell
day?
Time. What?
Is it in the middle of the day?
No, this was at night. They were having a dinner.
Aye.
Anyway.
Be careful for
in other news.
Park in well-lighted areas.
David Geist.
David Geist.
At the Geist Cabaret. He's doing a public masterclass. Led by Tony Award-winning composer-lyricist Jason Robert Brown. And that's on, well, it's not for a while, but put it on your calendars if you want. Saturday, January 29th at 2 o'clock at Santa Fe Prep. And they're doing a performance after that. We'll talk about that later at Geist Cabaret. But anyway, Geist Cabaret is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday evenings at Pronzo. And on Saturday, the 15th of January, which is tomorrow, Julie Trujillo will join David Geist. And it's show tunes and Broadway and things like that.
Sweet. There's a Museum of Spanish Colonial Art book sale this weekend. I believe it actually starts today. Paperbacks, $2. Hardcovers, $4. Plus art, jewelry, and work by Spanish market artists. 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday at Tesoro's Gift Shop. That's up there on Museum Hill, Camino Viejo. The sale continues until all the books are sold, so I can't give you an end date for it. I would suggest calling 982-2226 to figure out what days and what hours that
until
book sale is
until all
on.
The books are sold?
That's right.
So those weird books about politics from Granddad's 1920s, you have to sell those too?
Mm-hmm. I think the books just keep on coming in. So
the downside of doing this with you guys is, and being here every other week, is that it's like being shown a marvelous feast that you're not going to get to eat any of. It's
yeah,
because
you have
temptation.
To leave.
So you come back down here every month?
Every other week.
Every other week? Know. Doesn't that get taxing? I mean, the travel?
If you had to go to a place that wasn't as lovely as Santa Fe, it would probably be a lot more difficult. If I was going between, say, San Francisco and Milwaukee, and I apologize to those from Milwaukee, then it would be in taxing indeed. But yeah, you know, you get to come back to this. This is spectacular.
I think the bill should work for the tourism department. I hear Susanna's going to be doing some hiring there.
I'll toss my name in the hat and all see right. what happens.
Well, it's good to see you. What else is going on? Oh, involuntary speech. St. John's College presents a collaborative musical spoken word performance about Malcolm X and Martin Luther King, Jr. 7:30 p.m. at Great Hall, Peterson Student Center on the Wednesday the 19th. That's up there on Camino de Cruz Blanca near my old stomping grounds, Santa Fe Prep. There's no charge for that. It's the first of three performances, and it continues Saturday and Sunday, the 21st. And the 22nd, but you can catch the first one on Wednesday. And I believe if you call 984-6000, you can get more info on that. And that's pretty much the number for everything at St. John's is 984-6000.
Shona Slovakia is having a CD release party tomorrow, January 15th at 7 o'clock at the 2nd Street Brewery. It's right near the railroad tracks on 2nd Street.
I have no idea what that is, but I want to go just because of the name.
I know, Shona Slovakia. Well, Sally Blakemore on accordion. Rusty on, looks like marimba, another guy on drums, let's see, it actually says here, Gerald Rodriguez on traps, Nick Gadbois, lead singer and guitar, Dave Smith on bass, Sally Blakemore, accordion, marimba, and steel drums.
You know, we got a copy of the CD.
Fun, no cover.
We got a copy of the CD at work yesterday, which is unfortunate because we didn't have any time to do any coverage on the CD release. But I've never seen a CD, a local CD like this. It's a pop-up CD. You open it up.
Wow.
And, well, I think Sally makes
Sally's
pop-up books.
She's a pop-up book artist.
Yeah.
She's
and so you open
totally
up the CD.
Awesome.
I have a feeling she probably glued all those little pop-ups into each one of those CDs by hand. I'm sure she had some help.
I'm going to get one of those CDs.
Yeah.
She's absolutely brilliant and a very good musician, too.
Yeah.
And they all are.
Yeah. And that's what? That's on the 15th, right? Saturday?
That's tomorrow.
Sweet.
And there's a couple of things going on at Little Wing. Let's see. Voice workshop on Saturday from 10 to 4. Kathleen Wilder's How to Sing in the Shower. For registration, 505-819-9831.
Is that a book signing?
No, it's a workshop, How to Sing in the Shower.
It really is.
Yeah. And and then at night on Saturday, Otherworld Nights, Night of Ambient Trans Techno Bands. And it's from 7:30 until midnight at Little Wing, which is at the Candyman Center.
Yeah. You will cover the whole musical spectrum if you go to both of those events.
Mm-hmm. Little Wing has got some pretty great stuff. Oh, there's good news. Mike's Music Has Changed is no longer closed.
Oh, good.
They have a new name. I believe it's called the Santa Fe Performance Exchange or New Mexico Performance Exchange. But they have the same website.
What's the exchange angle?
I'm not really sure. I mean, I know that they've restructured as a nonprofit, so... I mean, the name makes more sense now than it did before.
Mike's Music is nice, has a good alliteration to it, but the music exchange, mm-hmm. that sounds spectacular, you know? That's the social currency of music flowing back.
No, that's exactly what I was going to say, is it sounds official. It sounds very official. But there's some great gigs coming up there. I think the first gig is next week. But you can go to their website. I believe if you still go to Mike's MusicExchange.com, or Googleize it.
You can
get information on the restructuring and the fact that they're reopening. And congratulations to those guys for doing that.
Hey, on Sunday at Little Wing, there's so much stuff going on there. It's quite extraordinary. Lily Massa with Sweet Unraveling and Megafauna, a night of progressive rock and experimental creations. It's on at Sunday at 7 o'clock. The shows there are very inexpensive, and they have a sliding scale. And apparently the Sweet, S-U-I-T-E, the Sweet Unraveling is Brooklyn-based. And let's see. And Megafauna is from Austin, psychedelic rock band.
They're so great.
I'm disappointed that it's S-U-I-T-E, Sweet, because when you said Lily Massa and Sweet Unraveling, I was just thinking, Sweet Massa. That sounds delicious.
Sweet, yeah, no. Lily Meza is...
Meza, is that how you say it?
She's amazing.
Oh, she's amazing.
She's an amazing guitarist, and she actually spent some time in Albuquerque last year doing a music symposium. And so she is returning with her awesome music. I believe she's Brooklyn-based, and she does a lot of work in the community, sort of propping up the music scene there. A lot of the hip jazz oriented stuff there has her fingerprints on it.
You have the best job, Rob.
I do. I really do. I complain about it.
The coolest things and then write about them.
Yeah. Well, I don't have any time to actually see them or go to them. But
how do you write about them?
Well, you can't write about something that hasn't. I mean, you can't.
Oh, you mean actual?
If it hasn't, yeah.
So Monday.
He writes about how great it will be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's never wrong.
Monday, January 17th, 6 o'clock, Collected Works Bookstore, Jean Siminoff, Saving Myself. It's a Los Angeles memoir about growing up Jewish in Los Angeles in the 1940s.
That sounds neat.
And then Wednesday, the 19th of January, Craig Barnes, Democracy at the Crossroads and the Evolution of Civilization. And much more at Collected Works Bookstore. You can go to their website, collectedworksbookstore.com, I believe.
Dorothy and company are always bringing fabulous stuff to town.
They are indeed.
I have to get this off my chest before I forget. Remember when we were talking on Christmas about, I think it was Christmas or was it New Year's? I can't remember. But it was the Baba Palooza, and we were talking about Robert Burns Day.
Yes.
I know that next week at the Scottish Rite Center in Santa Fe, the big pink church of Palooza, there's going to be a Robert Burns sort of fete, and that's going to include a dinner. Not sure if haggis will be served, but it's a buffet-style dinner. And there's also going to be live music by the Thistle and Drums, and there might be some bagpipe action going on there. And you can pick up Positempo and look for the ad. I don't have the information in front of me because we didn't preview it because it's next week. But it's a Robert Burns celebration is something that should be experienced once by everybody.
And in the words of my grandfather, never miss a fete.
Never miss a fete.
Fete.
Right.
F-E-T-E with a funny little thing over the E.
Yeah. Some people don't put the funny little thing over the E, though.
Right.
And that's just wrong, because what is that? That's just a fete or a feat.
Yeah.
That's not a proper fete.
I know.
You need the teepee.
The teepee. Okay, Tony Janes and Art Katz invite you to Cafe Mambo at El Farol on Canyon Road. And that's where salsa started in Santa Fe. It's every weekend at 9, featuring the best salsa, bachata, merengue, cha-cha, and reggaeton, Latin dance music with DJ Sofrito. And it's, of course, 21 and over. No cover charge, ladies and gentlemen. And Tony James, great guy. He was deathly ill for a long time. Was in the hospital forever. Came out, and he's just terrific, and looks very healthy. And DJ Sofrito has a very good CD collection. So.
And friends, when DJ Maria Carlota says this is salsa not to be missed, you listen.
Yeah, Wednesday
night.
You
write it in indelible ink in your calendar, and you go.
It's a way to get over the hump of the middle of the week.
It's there's not much theater going on besides this thing that's happening on Wednesday at St. John's College in town, but in Albuquerque, it's the Tricklock Theater Company. I believe it's the 11th Annual Revolutions International Theater Festival. Tricklock Company presents live performances daily through January 30th at various times and venues. If you go to tricklock.com, you can get a schedule and ticket info, or you can call 505-254-8393. You know, it's weird living in Santa Fe. Like when I lived on the West Coast and when I lived in Seattle, an hour away was nothing. It was nothing. And I'm always like surprised when I'm in Santa Fe and I'm like, hey, there's this great thing going on in Albuquerque. And people are like,
it's
so far. So far. They live in El Dorado. It takes them 25 minutes to get home. But on the weekend, they won't drive another 25 minutes to just
see
soak in something
painfully
awesome.
Cool.
Yeah, I know.
But well, TriClock has been around as long as it has, consistently doing very edgy, very cool stuff.
Yeah,
is
they're
a
good.
Testament to what they're doing. It's they're worth
good.
The hour drive.
Absolutely.
Good theater in New Mexico is something to be driven for.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And supported.
And supported. Satchmo shines on with, is it Jan McDonald or Jan McDonald? Tribute to Louis Armstrong. January 16th, that's, let's see, Sunday, in Los Alamos Fuller Lodge. And Satchmo Shines On will also be happening in Santa Fe on the 23rd at the Center for Spiritual Living. Either way, you can call 983-7646 for more information.
We have great venue names. We have mm-hmm. shows happening at places everywhere from the VFW to the Center for Spiritual Living.
And the Little Wing.
And Little
and
Wing.
Little Wing.
And the Little Wing.
And I just want to say that even though it's not really until next week, that the Big Lebowski is happening at the Lensic a week from today on the big screen.
Really?
But
yes.
You have to see. Mary Charlotte and I were talking before we came on the air. I went and saw Tron Legacy in IMAX 3D in San Francisco. And there's this moment where the Jeff Bridges character says, man, you're really ruining my Zen moment here, man. And I just thought, oh, Lebowski, how I love thee.
Yes.
Does he look weird in those stretchy suits now? Does he look weird?
He looks, he's two characters in Tron. He's in a stretchy suit, which, yes, looks weird partly because he's aged 30 years younger.
Right. I mean, does he look like 10 pounds of meat in a 5-pound sack or
a
what?
A little bit. Okay. But he's also in these sort of long, flowing dude robes in Tron as the older Jeff Bridges. And he just looks fabulous.
So he looks like Lebowski Jedi, sort of?
That is it, man. You nailed it. If I could grow a big, crazy beard, have Zen moments, man, and wear these sort of luminescent robes, that's it. That's all I'm doing for the rest of my life.
You should have seen the look on my editor's face yesterday when I confessed to her that I had not seen The Big Lebowski from beginning to end. She's like, oh, The Big Lebowski, blah, blah. I said, I've never seen it. I've seen parts of it. You know, and
yeah, you got to see the whole thing. When I saw the trailer for The Big Lebowski, I thought, I'm never going to watch that movie. It looks like the stupidest thing ever. And it's a work of high art.
It truly is.
It really is.
There are people who live by the dude.
I know.
Absolutely.
The dude abides.
In fact, I was reading something in regard to True Grit. And I guess after The Big Lebowski, legend has it that Jeff Bridges' friends just started calling him the dude. And now Brewster Cogburn has been played both by the Duke and the dude.
That's great, man. That's awesome.
Hey, here's another one. January 14th at Milagro, Guitar Shorty, White Buffalo, Ike, and special guests. Silent auction posters. It appears to be a... I should have read this before we went on the air. So it appears to be a fundraiser of some kind. Oh, this is actually Gordon's concert series, and one of their dear friends needs a heart transplant, so that's a benefit tonight for that at 7 o'clock. And sounds like some terrific bands and a very good cause.
I'm so amazed that Guitar Shorty is just keeping on, keeping on. That's just so amazing to me. You know?
Year after year after
that,
year.
That perseverance. I hope you know, some of that rubs off on me, but...
You know, this is sort of the olfactory version of Rob's intro send by showing us a picture, but we're sitting here in the Santa Fe Banking Company, and the smell of green chili is filling the room.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, as lovely a city as San Francisco is, you ain't getting that there.
No, nope,
this is not. This is spectacular. It's so green chili that it's misting up the windows.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know a lot of people that work at the Slanted Door who get a lot of green chili sent to them because they can't. I mean, the people that serve green chili in places like San Francisco and New York City.
You
and
cannot
Seattle.
Abide what they call green chili there. You come
no.
back here.
No,
and
people have it FedExed
oh my God.
Out there.
Mm-hmm. It's
people
worth
live
it.
In the East.
I think you could open up a pretty solid black market for
chili
green
trafficking.
Chili. Absolutely.
A green market.
A green market. That's right. That may be my second career.
Santa Fe Public Radio KSFR is having another iPad raffle.
That's my favorite radio station. Did you know that?
It is mine.
Do I get
too.
To enter or am I too close?
No, you get to enter. Okay. I don't get to enter, but that's all right. You make a contribution of $40 or more, a tax deductible contribution. You are eligible to win an iPad, and they're doing, once again, they're doing 101 only. They're only selling 101 tickets. So
a $40 iPad is a significant savings on the ticket price.
Right, and you've got basically a 1%, 1 in 100 chance to win, 1 in 101. And that's pretty good odds.
That is good.
For a raffle.
That's much better than winning what it would cost. That's much better than the odds to win what it would cost you to buy an iPad in the lottery.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I mean, you could buy, theoretically, you could buy half the tickets and still save some money.
Without a doubt.
So.
Well, that's interesting.
Well, I'm not sure what they retail for, but I know it's more than $40.
Yeah. So
it may not be half the
tickets. Yeah,
you're
going
to have to steal a lot of catalytic converters to save up for that one.
Hey, I got a message a while back that there was a very cute, sweet, beautiful dachshund named Minnie who was up for adoption. Mm. I'm not positive whether she still is.
I know Minnie.
Do you know Minnie? Is she still up for adoption?
I do not know. I know Minnie, and I know her owner who is having to place her. And I'll tell you, that dog is a charmer. An absolute sweetheart.
You know, I already have a black and brown dachshund, although this is a short-haired black and brown dachshund, and I have a long-haired black and brown dachshund.
Well, collect the whole set, Mary
but
Charlotte.
But I could collect the whole set. But anyway, if anybody is interested in this beautiful, I'm looking at the pictures right now, cute sweetheart of a black and brown dachshund named Minnie, write to me at radiocafe@ksfr.org.
You nailed it.
And I will... I've memorized my own email address by now. And I will connect you with the owner, and you can see what happens. But what a cute dog. So, Bill Hutchison, I'm so glad you stayed for Speaking of the Arts.
I'm glad to get to hang out with the two of you.
It was cool. It was a nerd fest. It was awesome.
We'll do it again in the future, no doubt. Rob DeWalt is with the Pasatiempo Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexican. He's always with us, Speaking of the Arts. It's just great to have you on the air, Rob.
I'm feeling pretty cheery this morning for not being awake, so
yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Probably not being awake helps the cheer.
Yeah.
Woke up today at 7:42. But anyway, it's time to go. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at Santa Fe Radio Cafe. Podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. Did I say streaming at ksfr.org?
You said podcasting. You said, I don't know.
Anyway, Google it.
Googleize it, Rob says.
You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. I used to read this by script, but I memorized it, I thought.
Join us Monday for more incoherent rambling.
I overslept today. Stay tuned for the BBC, then local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. After that, jazz, and thanks to Mary Lynn LeBlanc for engineering today. Hasta la vista, everybody. Have a great weekend. That means you guys.
Oh, you
thanks,
too.
Thanks, Mary Charlotte. You too.
And everybody else out there in Radio Land. Hasta la vista.
Goodbye, Santa Fe. It was lovely to see you.
Bye.
See you next week.